This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Midway through the fiscal year, the United States is on track to resettle one of the lowest numbers of refugees in the resettlement program's history. From October 1st, 2018 through March 31st, 12,151 refugees came to the United States, primarily from three countries: the Democratic Republic of Congo, 48%, Burma, 17%, and Ukraine, 13%. That's according to U.S. State Department statistics. The Trump administration may reassign port inspectors at the southern border, however, to help deal with the surge of migrants there. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
As many as 2,000 inspectors who screen cargo and vehicles could be temporarily reassigned to instead process migrants. That's up from the current 750 inspectors who've been shifted. The effects are being seen in El Paso, where thousands of would-be border crossers were waiting about an hour to come into the U.S. Separately, President Trump's being warned of the economic consequences if he follows through on a threat to shut down the entire Mexican border. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the U.S. and Mexico trade about $1.7 billion in goods daily. Closing the border would be a debacle and threaten 5 million American jobs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Algerian president's office says that longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The statement was carried by the state APS news agency Monday. It said Bouteflika will ensure the continuity of the state's institutions before stepping down. The announcement comes after weeks of mass protest against the president and his government. Last week, Algeria's powerful army chief shocked the nation by calling for Bouteflika to be declared unfit and removed from office. This is VOA News. Firefighters continue to struggle to douse a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China over the weekend, killing at least 26 firefighters, with four missing. The fire broke out Saturday and perched at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communication links. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small has details.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift U.S. officials have long pushed for and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
And fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the United States every year. A Vietnamese woman is now the only suspect remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Don Tae Wong says that Monday that his client has instead pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means. An Israeli watchdog says that it has found fake social media accounts promoting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the lead up to national elections.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine is preparing for 3 weeks of impassioned political campaigning as a television comedian goes head-to-head with the incumbent for the presidency and a runoff scheduled for April 21st. As widely predicted, Volodymyr Zelensky has easily won the first round of voting Sunday with around 30%. He needed a margin of more than 50% for an outright victory. He will face Petra Poroshenko in the runoff. The incumbent came in second at 16% with the majority of the votes counted. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.